Friday. Did you sleep in on
Friday?
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nath catch up.
Do yourself a favor. If you've never heard a podcast before, make this your first one, because this podcast is all about a puzzle off.
It's a big podcast. Yeah. It's a big puzzle podcast.
Yeah. Is there a category under pod? You know how in podcast
you can put in your own category.
Could we make a puzzle category?
Yeah. So you can select like comedy or documentary, but then you can, if you want, you can make your own category.
So this could be specifically tailored to people who like puzzles.
I'm just gonna have my phone now. I reckon there's already a puzzle podcast.
You reckon?
Yeah, let me unlock my phone.
Well, while you look, I'll say why, because we haven't actually said why.
You tell everyone about the puzzle off, Nate. So, tell them how you lost.
So, don't tell them that. Now they know the climax. We went out to Deloraine, Aged Care Deloraine, about 3 hours away from where we are, and I versed a guy called Alan Adams. He's 75 years old, in a puzzle off competition. He made Tasmania's biggest ever puzzle, 33,600 pieces. I took him on, man to man, in a puzzle off, 60-piece puzzle.
You done?
Yeah, you ready now?
Sorry, well, I wasn't listening because I was good. I just didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh, I was just padding.
Oh. You're doing, yeah, stand up. No, what's the deal with puzzles? So I typed in puzzle the podcast.
Yep.
There's the Puzzle Warriors 3 podcast.
Oh, I love those guys.
Three guys that do a podcast about doing puzzles.
And we're two guys.
There's another one, Crossword Puzzle Enthusiast podcast.
That's crosswords.
Piercing the Puzzle podcast.
What?
Puzzle English podcast.
Oh, and here's me thinking that we're original. There's all these podcasts.
The Small Business Puzzle podcast. What is that? Is that about starting a small business that makes puzzles?
I hope so.
And a podcast about it? Because that is the nichest podcast. How many people want to start a small business that makes puzzles but then need to listen to a podcast about it?
I wonder if they've got more listeners than us. Anyway, this podcast is all about the puzzle off. Our ride out there, the thing that happened. Jimmy's already given away.
Oh, the thing,
I lose.
Yeah. The thing, yeah. Oh, yeah, listen to the thing.
1, 2, 3, puzzle off. Hey.
Jim, yesterday we went out to Aged Care Deloraine to take on Alan Adams. He made Tasmania's biggest ever puzzle, 33,600 pieces. I took him on in the puzzle off of the century, in a 60-piece puzzle off.
Yeah, so a bit of explanation, Nath. You saw Alan do Tasmania's greatest puzzle.
Yes.
And you challenged him to see who can complete a 60-piece puzzle first.
Yeah, we got in contact. He agreed.
I never really asked you either. Why did you want to challenge him? Because, just a bit of history, you've never done a puzzle.
No.
Alan's done Tasmania's biggest puzzle. Why?
I just like the idea of being the underdog in a big event.
So you've always wanted to be David to someone's Goliath.
Yeah, and I knew people would get around it. Like, everyone at the aged care home got really around it. I wanted to put on a bit of a spectacle.
So you wanted to be a star, really. This is what it's about.
Basically, it was about my rise to fame. I really wanted to break into the industry.
So now that you're famous, how's your life changed?
Mate, I tell you what, I cannot walk down the street without somebody wanting a selfie.
This is a puzzle off.
The boys wanted to leave the station early, but someone made them late.
3, 2, 1.
Woo!
Puzzle off!
We're ready! We're off!
We are off and running, guys, on our way to Deloraine for the puzzle off.
Nath, I just want to say, what was the plan? What time were we planning to leave?
We wanted to leave straight after the show. I think 9:05, I think we're aiming for.
Yeah, probably 9:10 at the latest.
Yeah.
It is currently 9:49.
And we've just left the car park.
Now, I don't want to play the blame game so early.
Oh, I will. Mason. I'm blaming Mason. Producer
no.
Mason.
No.
Shut up.
We got one shut up in. Producer Mason, I was upstairs with you. Nath was downstairs with our Uber driver, Hannah. Shout out to Han for driving today. Mace, can you tell everyone what happened and why we were late?
Well, I went to go heat up my oats for breakfast.
Why? Why did you cook food after we said we're going to leave after the show? Why couldn't you have it earlier?
Oh, well, 9 o'clock is usually like I'm like a baby. I need to eat at the right, you know, at selected times. And 9 a.m. is my breakfast time.
You knew that we were leaving at 9:10.
And he said to me, he goes, "Oh, I'm just I'm going to go grab some food, not cook some oats." And he comes out
for a 3-course bacon and egg meal.
Comes back with bacon, eggs, baked beans.
Put on a slow cooker.
He actually asked me what I wanted, and so that's why we were a bit longer. I was like, "I don't like my eggs scrambled. I actually like them poached." Had to go back in the kitchen.
We weren't off to a good start.
Yeah, I don't even know why we brought producer Mason now.
14 minutes past 7 for your Friday. We're currently replaying our trip out to Deloraine for the Puzzle Off.
The boys stopped for coffee and Nath was upset that Jimmy bought a cookie. Because he's the snack man. Snack king? Snack master?
On our way to Deloraine for the Puzzle Off, we just stopped and got our coffees. And Jim, yesterday, Mason's my witness, I said that I was going to be the snack man, the person who's going to provide snacks for everybody on our way to the Puzzle Off.
Self-nominated snack man too. Well, bold choice. You didn't ask if anyone wanted snacks. And then you put your hand up. And then you didn't even ask anyone what snacks they wanted. You just went out rogue. You went rogue.
Mate, the snack,
rogue snack man the snack and bought
king,
snacks.
The snack king has the ability to choose snacks because he knows what people want.
You were self-elected snack king.
Doesn't matter.
We didn't vote for snack king, did we?
We did not vote for the snack king.
If you put us all together and look at us, the snack king's either going to be me or Mace.
Yeah.
And my name's in the show, so I just made the call. So, what I've done is I went to Woolies yesterday.
So, if your snack king is, like, what am I? Am I snack queen?
No, you're snack nothing.
Does Mason get a role? Snack jester?
Maybe the snack jester.
Yeah, the snack jester.
Possibly. Snack jester. All right. Anyway, I went to Woolies yesterday, picked up some snacks. Now, I told you what I bought. I bought cookies. I bought a 12-pack of white choc chip macadamia cookies from Woolies. Now, do you want to tell everybody what you just bought from the coffee shop how you've betrayed the snack master?
What are you, a snack master or a snack king, mate? You got to figure it out.
What works better? Snack master.
No, it's your self-appointed title.
Snack master.
I want to give you nothing. Thought you were nunchuck Nate. So I bought Mason and myself a coffee, and then I also bought a delicious peanut butter cookie, which I'm currently eating.
There you go. Let me stop you there. You've betrayed me, mate, because I told you specifically I have bought cookies.
Can you pass me your... So, Nate, so this is why I knew you had cookies in the car, mate, but you've bought these white choc macadamia,
yes,
and I felt like peanut butter, and this bakery had a fresh baked peanut butter cookie,
mate.
And also you've bought the reduced cookies.
Doesn't matter, they were baked at some point. They were fresh at some point.
They were already $3 down, and now they're $1.75.
So
for 12, to be a good deal. But no, I'm not. I'm happy to get out of the cookie-ness.
Well, maybe I'm not. I'm the bargain king too. I'm the snack king and also the bargain king. Well,
the snack bargain king master, apparently.
You know what? You've betrayed me, so you're not having any of these cookies. Me and Mason, we're having 6 cookies each.
Maybe 12, buddy.
We are currently retracing our steps out to Deloraine for Tasmania's greatest puzzle off.
Every person in the car on a road trip should have a road trip talent. And we found out someone does a great Kiwi impression.
On our way to the puzzle off, currently driving through Brighton. How long have we been in the car for?
It's 10:08, so...
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Nathan, I thought 20 minutes in, it's a good opportunity for us to figure out what we bring to the road trip.
Yes.
A particular set of skills, as Liam Neeson would say.
Yep.
Now, do you know, what are you going to bring, Nath?
Well,
I think I know what Mace is going to bring, but I want to save the best to last.
Well, I think I've already told you, I'm the snack master, the snack king.
Yeah.
I brought the snacks to the table.
But, I mean, I'm not really participating in the snacks.
All right.
What do you bring for someone who is non-snack?
Okay, how about a bit of, like, jovial fun? I'm the guy in the car, because we're going to be in the car for, like, 3 hours.
Yeah. Well, that's just up.
Currently driving through Brighton, sometimes there might be some lulls in excitement.
Yeah.
So I want to provide some happiness, some upbeat stuff.
So you're going to tell a joke?
Yeah,
that you're the joke
jokes
guy.
Or games. Maybe like a bit of I Spy.
Give us a joke. Tell me a joke, funny man.
I'm not the joke man. I'm the game man.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be more like the silent guy. You know, just chilling at the back.
Well, it's going to be fun when I'm trying to play a game. You're the silent guy. It's like a silent competition.
Hey, let's play a game and stay the silent the longest. Then I can play and you get to play a game. Now, the thing I really want to put a light on, though, is I think producer Mason's going to provide the most entertainment. Just before, he was giving us his world-famous Kiwi impression.
Yes.
So Mace is going to be the impression guy. So Mace, here's the mic.
I really don't want to offend any of the Kiwi audience.
So, Mace, you're just doing your Kiwi impression. Just give a bit of description of the road and where we're headed today using your famous Kiwi accent.
Well, I'm not sure what road we're on, but I'm not sure what accent that is.
Mic a bit closer to your mouth, mate. We're really going to hear it.
We're on a road trip. We're on a... on a road trip, bro. We're not waiting.
I don't know what to do. Maybe Mason should be the silent guy.
In amongst retracing our steps out to Deloraine for Tasmania's biggest puzzle off.
1 hour into the trip, the boys started to get bored.
And we just came through Bothwell on our way to Deloraine for the puzzle off, Jim.
Yeah, 1 hour. Officially 1 hour in. We're just passing a tractor.
Oh, wow.
It's a huge moment.
Oh, and we're going around a bend. Okay, let's play corners.
Look, Nath, we are an hour in. I'm not going to lie, I'm getting a little bored.
Yeah,
Producer Mason laughing in the background.
When you said an hour in, I thought we were at least 2 hours.
Yeah, look, it felt like 2 hours.
I thought we were almost there.
The first half an hour went quite quick. The second half an hour has been a little slow.
The first half hour, we were still excited with adrenaline.
It was just like, yeah, we're going puzzle.
And then we forgot that it's a 3 hour drive. Yeah. So this is a bit of a dull patch. This is where you've got to band together as a team and really kind of amp it up.
And entertain each other.
Yeah.
Or we take turns using Mason's pillow and we just have naps. We power nap.
Well, Mason did offer me his pillow, but then he said right before I picked it up that he drills on it. So do we want Mason's pillow? Probably not.
Well, I mean, Mace, do you drill on both sides?
Yeah. I'd say yeah.
At least he's being honest.
Look, what about your cookies, Nate? How's your snack king? Have you powered through them all?
Well, this is the other thing. I've had three. I probably didn't need three, and my seatbelt's starting to get really tight on my tummy.
To be fair, your seatbelt was tight when we got in the car.
Yeah, I know, but now it's just a little bit more, and like I've had to loosen it a little bit because it's just, I don't know, I'm bloating. I'm bloating a little bit.
Well, my next plan of attack is I'm going to try and get a little kip away. I'm going to go for a nap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to nap.
I'll probably have another cookie.
1.5 hours into the trip, Jimmy needed to make an apology.
On our way out to Deloraine for the puzzle off, of course, about an hour and a half in. Jim, how are you going?
Yeah, look, I probably need to apologise to someone.
Who's that?
I said producer Mason overpacked earlier. And Nate, do you want to describe to everyone what I'm currently doing?
Jimmy, you have taken producer Mason's pillow, you've got it cuddled up against the door of the car, and you're having a bit of a snooze. Snooze that wouldn't be able to have happened without producer Mason overpacking his pillow.
No, I did mention earlier that my next thing I'd be doing on the trip would be snoozing.
Yes.
Can I just say something? I'm just going to quote Jimmy from before. What did you say? It's really hard to sleep in the hit Jeep without a pillow.
So I said I'd snooze.
Did you not say that?
Yeah, no, I said I'd snooze and then I ran into some difficulties trying to get comfortable. Luckily, producer Mason packed a pillow and now I'm great. I was nearly asleep until you idiots wanted to speak to me about some radio show.
And Mason, you don't need to worry because I know you said that you were worried that you had drooled on this pillow. Jimmy's been drooling plenty, so I've been seeing heaps of that going on.
I feel
on, so
like this
fine.
Is our pillow now, Mason.
Currently, we are reliving our travels out to Deloraine for Tasmania's greatest puzzle off.
Jimmy stopped the car because he...
We just stopped the car and pulled over. I'm sorry, guys.
Where are you going? You done, eh?
I've got to do a wee.
Oh, right.
It's a bathroom break. Should I leave the mic?
Make sure you get the audio. We need to know it's a healthy stream.
Guys, I think I'm dehydrated.
While Jimmy had a bathroom break, producer Mason's ankle was attacked by a small ant. He got an ant bite.
It's an ice pack. We may actually need the first aid kit.
Hang on. Is there any... I think I'm being bitten.
No, that's your ankle bone.
We may actually need the first aid kit.
It stings! What is it?
All right, we have already lost somebody, Mason. You're going to have to stay here.
I think my leg needs to be amputated. I can't go on. I'm not going to make it, Alan.
When the boys got back on the road, producer Mason said he was in heaps of pain because he discovered a second ant bite. Or maybe it was a spider bite?
Now, I thought this would be another good opportunity to talk about pain.
Yeah.
Because producer Mason has, he's now telling us is DOS ant bites.
Yeah, he reckons he's got one on each side of his ankle.
He reckons he's discovered a second ant bite.
I only saw one ant in that shoe.
Well, if you ask producer Mason, it was a small spider. Wasn't it, Mason?
It was.
I heard him say it was a dingo or something.
Dingo took me ankle.
The first human casualty.
I'm not going to lie. I gave some serious thought to just leaving Mason behind.
Oh, I thought we were going to.
I thought this was what was referred to as natural selection. I'm sorry. Nature has you now, Mason.
It was weighing us down. I don't think we needed him out there.
Mate, my leg is, like, my ankle, sorry, it still has, like, it's still red. It's still semi-inflamed.
It still hurts.
Yeah.
No, take...
Like, 24 hours later.
You've got to take your shoe and your sock off and show me right now.
Oh, hang on. This is going to be a long process because I've got boots on. So
sorry, Mason's going to take your shoe off.
Sorry, Hobart. I'm just going to need everybody to wait for a couple of minutes.
Well, I don't think... You know, you said it was a spider at first, and we saw it was an ant. It was clearly...
No. If that was an ant, that ant was huge.
Mate, it was an ant.
And it had a lot of extra legs. And a tail, yes.
It was a dog.
It's a dingo.
Okay, I've got my sock off here. Hang on, let me...
I'm taking them off of the team. What am I looking at?
Are you sure that's the right ankle?
I can see nothing.
Oh, hang on, it was on the other foot. I forgot what one saw.
Currently retracing our travels out to Deloraine for Tasmania's greatest puzzle off.
The boys finally arrived and Nath was very nervous.
Well, Jim, we're here, mate. Aged care Deloraine. It's been a long 19 hours in the car.
Yeah, it's been a long trip, Nath. We're here. We're just sitting in the car before we go inside. Are you nervous, mate? What's going through your mind?
My hands are clammy. Like, I've got sweater coming... I've got sweat. Mum's spaghetti. I've got sweat coming down my brow. I'm generally nervous. I don't think I've ever been this nervous before.
Because you're about to lose in a puzzle off.
Well, I mean, good to see that there's a lot of confidence coming from a co-host.
Look, I mean, the thing is, I'm supportive of you, Nath. I wouldn't have come out to Deloraine with you if I don't think you're in with a chance, but you're going against the AA battery, yeah. And he's had so much experience throughout his life. He's an experienced puzzler.
He's been making puzzles for 7 years.
You don't even know when the last time you did a puzzle was.
No, I don't think I've actually ever completed a puzzle.
See, that's why you're the underdog, mate. Alan is the favourite.
But I like going into things being the underdog, you know, because people don't expect you to come out and just smash it.
Then why are you sweating so much?
Because I'm probably going to lose.
It's warm.
We also, I do need to mention, we drove into the wrong aged care home when we got to Deloraine.
Yeah, we thought we were here, but it was a different aged care.
Producer Mason had the window down and was yelling out, Alan! 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 But we're at the right one.
We're about to go inside. Any final words, mate, before we go in, we meet Alan and we say g'day.
Puzzle well, puzzle hard, or don't puzzle at all.
Who are you talking to? You're the guy doing the puzzle.
Maybe I'm talking to myself. I don't know.
I think, Nath, you lost your mind.
Yeah, I was just rambling with nerves.
You were sweating bullets. Mm-hmm. Like, you were so sweaty.
It wasn't even that hot.
It wasn't that hot. We were still in the car. The aircon was still on. And then you were just rambling. You were losing your mind.
I think even as soon as I got out of the car, do you remember there was the ground staff for the aged care there? And remember what they said to me?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I hope you brought your A game because you're going to get smashed, Nath.
I thought they said, how did you get out the home?
Jim, this is it. Tasmania's greatest puzzle off. We're there. We're at the moment where it's going to kick off.
Yeah, we're about to replay the match itself. You, Nunchuck and Nath versus Alan Adams, the 75-year-old from Aged Care Deloraine.
The AA battery, they call him.
Yeah, the big AA. Mm.
We're in a pack. We've got to say that we're in a packed room.
Yeah, so
all the residents are there.
We're in Aged Care Deloraine. Jimmy will be, I'll be everyone's MC, Master of Ceremony, hosting the event. Nath, you are a competitor. Mm-hmm. It's a 60-piece puzzle. What more can be said?
Hey, nothing more can be said. Let's just get into it. Here it is, the puzzle off. Tasmania's greatest. It begins.
The time has come. We now join the boys smack bang in the middle of the action where Tasmania's greatest puzzle-off is about to commence.
Here we are. We're at Tasmania's greatest puzzle-off. I'm with the man of the hour, Alan Adams. Alan, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Are you nervous? Are you excited? How are you feeling?
Probably everything.
He's given me these stares and I'm so scared. I'm so worried.
Alan, looking at Nath, do you think you can beat him today in assembling this puzzle?
We'll wait and see.
Let's get her!
Welcome to Tasmania's greatest puzzle-off. Let's make some noise, ladies and gentlemen. We have Alan Adams. And Alan, it is your home field advantage, so I'll give you your box first. That is what your puzzle will be looking like. Nath, this is your puzzle. It is very much identical. You have 60 pieces. The first person to complete the puzzle wins. Do you both understand the rules?
No. there's a choking hazard on
yeah,
here.
Yeah, don't put it in your mouth, mate.
Okay, 60 pieces for ages 6 and above.
You're above 6, aren't you, Alan?
No.
So here are your pieces. Gentlemen.
I'm standing.
You're going to stand?
Yeah.
That's a bold choice.
No, I'm going to sit.
You're going to sit. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Whoever you'd like to go. Go, Al! Alan's, he's taking his time. He's very paced. He's very relaxed. It's the key to doing a puzzle successfully. You don't want to rush yourself, much like Nath over here.
No!
He's rushing himself, so he's losing his pieces, which is not good in a puzzle off. It's a 60-piece puzzle, ladies and gentlemen. It is a map of the world. Can you give us an update? How'd you go on geography?
I didn't do geography. They didn't offer that at my school.
Look, you're supposed to be unbiased.
I am unbiased. I'm hoping for a good, clean puzzle off, and I want anyone to win. But I'm really hoping Alan does. But anyone could win.
I haven't even connected one piece yet.
It's not about connecting the pieces, mate.
It's a puzzle. That's exactly what it's about.
Fair call. So at the moment, you've done 5 pieces. 5 pieces,
which is not
Nath.
Bad. 5 pieces. Am I right, crowd? Woo! Nah, okay.
Let's make some noise for Alan. Yeah, Alan!
Woo! Don't even care.
Alan, you're doing really well, buddy.
Sort of.
You're doing a lot better than Nath. He's panicking. You can see it in his face. The sweat's running down his forehead as he breathes heavier and heavier.
I'm looking for the Burj Khalifa. That's the bit I'm up to. There he is. Burj Khalifa.
So talk to me, Alan. What are we doing here? We're trying to do... Is it the outside of the puzzle?
Yep.
Yep, probably.
That's the... Yeah. I see you've done most of Australia down there in the left-hand corner.
Hmm.
He's concentrating.
Yep. I don't want to ruin his concentration. We'll leave Alan.
But you're happy to ruin my concentration.
Oh, my God, Nath. What's that outside the window?
You're distracting me. You're not helping. You're supposed to be commentating.
So I think we've been going for about 7 or 8 minutes.
About like 4 hours.
I think you might be copying Alan, Nath, and that's not okay.
I'm not copying Alan. Stop giving away my techniques.
I don't want to bother him too much. But Alan, how are you feeling about your puzzle?
So-so.
I think you're doing very well, mate. Talk us through what you're trying to do right now. Just find the pieces.
That's about it.
Is there any tricks or tips to find a piece, or you just...
Not really.
You just look at the pieces, look at the puzzle?
Yeah.
Find the pieces, put them in the puzzle. Yeah. Quote, Alan Adams, 2018, the world's greatest puzzler.
Stick around. Tasmania's greatest puzzler finale is coming up next. In the middle of Tasmania's greatest puzzle off, and it is time to finally find out who the winner was.
Yeah, I think everyone knows deep down
it was me.
But so in this part of the puzzle off, I didn't realize it'd take so long. So, because I was the master of ceremonies, I was the MC for the event.
Yeah,
I was sort of chatting to everyone and giving them a rundown because we had a bit of a crowd. It's probably about 40, 50. Other retirees there.
Yeah, and ground staff.
Yeah, everyone came.
Yeah.
But I didn't... It went for half an hour.
Mm.
So the puzzle-off between start and someone finishing half an hour. So
well, it's not a sprint. It takes time and precision.
I thought it would be a bit quicker, but because it was taking so long, you'll hear it during this, I decided to go out amongst the crowd and conduct some interviews.
We are at the halfway point of Tasmania's greatest puzzle-off. The time has come to find out our winner.
Okay. I'll give you some exciting news. Alan's over halfway of his puzzle. Yes, Alan. It's over halfway completed. It's very exciting. Alan is the favourite today in Tasmania's greatest puzzle off, and it looks like he will be the first to complete it. On the other side of the board, Nath is about a quarter way through.
So yay! Woo!
See, mate, that's the difference between a professional and amateur. Al doesn't cheer himself, but amateurs do.
Well, no one else is cheering me.
There are. There's people out there that are pro Nath. Just most people are pro Alan.
It's time for another Jimmy interview.
Can I take a seat here, sir? Is that all right? Murray.
I don't get much on that thing there. Hit. No. Well, I didn't know if you put a...
You said it, Murray.
Hello, what's your name?
I'm Faye.
Faye, lovely to meet you. I'm Jimmy. Are you excited about the puzzle off today?
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you do puzzles?
No.
I don't do puzzles either. They're a little bit complicated, aren't they?
Yes, yes.
By the way, you look lovely in your shirt, Faye.
Thank you.
You heard it here first. Jimmy signing off. Do you have a favourite in today's puzzle off?
Oh, yeah.
And that favourite would be?
Go and do them.
Go and do them. You heard it here first. This is Jimmy signing off. Well, we're down to the final moments of Tasmania's greatest puzzle off. Both Al and Nath are nearing the final moments of their puzzle. We don't know who will win. We're all hoping and praying it's Alan. He deserves it after years of puzzling. Alan has two pieces to go. Two pieces left. Nath's in a panic. This could be it. Alan just has to figure out how to put his pieces in. My hands are sweaty. Knees weak. Mum, spaghetti.
This is it. This is the moment.
This could be
it.
The moment.
Get the crowd going. This is
everyone,
huge.
Make
this
some noise.
Massive.
Alan has one piece left. It's all over. It's done. Alan's won. Congratulations, Alan. You are the greatest puzzler in the world. Oh, Nath, what have you got to say to the great man?
I mean, this is what happens when you play too close to the sun. You get burnt. Because this man is the best puzzler in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for the best puzzler in the world, Mr. Alan Adams. This man, I mean, it was brave of me to take him on from the start, but I never had a chance.
There was a moment, Alan, where I thought you were letting Nath get ahead just to keep him in the game. Was that true?
Not really.
What would you like to say to Nath now that you've defeated him?
Congratulations and thanks for coming up.
Thank you, mate. No, thank you, Alan.
Alan, looking at Nath's puzzle, how do you think he went? He's tried to chuck all the pieces on at the end. You can see there, but how do you think he went?
Oh, he went well.
Thank you,
well
sir. Done. Thank you very much.
And a round of applause for Alan Adams.
Thank you
for coming out to Tasmania's greatest puzzle off. It was a rollercoaster ride, wasn't it? But we always knew Alan would remain undefeated as the world's greatest puzzler. Thanks, Al.
There you go. Still hurts.
The music's really out of country.
There we go.
Bit of atmosphere.
Yeah, wow. It's over. It's done. And now you've retired from the puzzle world.
Well, I went out on a low. Which is what people...
No, you went high. It's the world's best puzzle off.
I took on Usain Bolt of the puzzle world.
You know what I mean? There's no shame in coming second to Usain or Alan Adams.
Jimmy and Nate. Magic. That was magic. You found it.
They didn't make it.
Yeah, Jim, not all the stories we want to bring to the Jimmy and Nate show make the Jimmy and Nate show, so we try and summarise those that we missed with a little bit of magic in mind.
Yeah, just let me have a look, Nate. One, two, three stories.
Three. Okay.
So a zoo in Texas, they're selling hundreds of tickets. Their ticket sales have increased after putting on display a two-headed snake.
Heaps of people actually got lost going there. They headed in the wrong direction. People have argued that this snake is not real and it's actually a fake, but this is only his say. The snake loves to eat pad see ew and satay chicken, but it has to be cooked in a special taipan.
The other one.
That one was good. That one was good.
Kind of makes you hungry.
Yeah. Students in Milwaukee have set a new world record for the most amount of high fives in a minute. They did 290.
Now, Jen, this is pretty cool because these students, they also have a class dog and they often take it for a Milwaukee.
Just nothing to do with high fives.
That's good. To celebrate their win, they performed a special dance. Do you know what it was called?
No.
The high jive. People could Skype in and watch this attempt take place. The only thing is, they needed pretty strong Wi-Fi.
Bit delayed. Your Wi-Fi's not very strong.
I was still thinking about Saipan. And finally, a man in India is furious after he woke up in a freezer. Yes, a freezer in a morgue. After doctors mistakenly pronounced him dead and left him there.
Now, Jim, this poor guy, he's ropeable. And he's written a song to send these doctors a message. Luckily, I've pulled some strings and I've got an exclusive first play of this song for you right now.
next time. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me in a fridge with a temp on low, low. Please wake me up before you go, go. You said I was dead and that was a lie. Next time wake me up before you go, go. Cause being dead to me is a big no-no. Wake me up before you go, go. I'd like to be alive tonight. Tonight, yeah, yeah.
Woo! That would have woken some people up, I think.
Nath, Jack Riewoldt. I mean, he was Mr. Brightside at last year's AFL Grand Final.
Turning into the sea.
Mate, this is Jack's job. This is not your job.
Well, it's not Jack's job anymore, Nate.
Oh,
because he's gone.
Jack.
Sorry, Jack. He's gone from Mr. Brightside to Mr. Sadside.
Oh, that could be your best old show.
Thank you. I'll leave.
Yeah. Get out of here. Go home.
Now, look, Jack Riewoldt's wife, Nath, has formally banned him from singing Mr. Brightside. Jack was speaking with the Herald Sun ahead of the 2018 AFL men's season, and Jack said, I've been banned from singing it. My wife has banned me from playing it.
When you say formally banned, does that mean she's gone and got a court order and he can't do it? Or is that like you're sleeping on the couch if you sing it kind of thing?
You sleep it outside if you're singing it. I think the issue, though, is because obviously Jack sung it at the AFL Grand Final.
You're Mr. Outside.
Yeah, good. That's some of your best stuff.
I'll go home too.
We should leave now. The show's nearly done. No, I think the issue is, obviously, he sung it at the AFL Grand Final.
Yes.
And it gets replayed all the time. Mm. So I think Jack's wife would be upset not only because Jack would sing it, because he's now officially a member of the Killers.
Yeah, of course he is, yeah.
But she'd also be upset because it's always on the TV. Now, she can't control the television.
Or she could turn it off. Cut the plug.
Not if she's out for dinner. She can't ask the bar staff to turn the television off.
Well, it depends where she is. If she's at a pub, yeah.
But, you know, you can gag your wife. I mean, gag your husband. Sorry. You can gag your husband.
What is
you know,
going on?
You can tell your husband not what to say. You
really
know what I'm saying?
You want to get it here, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I'm saying you can do that because in a relationship, in a marriage, Nath, you have that with your partner because your partner does things that upset you. That's just how it is.
Of course.
Does your partner, Meg, do anything that upsets you?
Surely.
You're always complaining to me.
What does she do? Oh, she'll eat my food. And you know we're both big eaters.
Yeah.
And there's one thing you don't come in between me and my food.
Yeah.
So she'll say she's not hungry, which I know she's hungry.
Yeah.
And then she'll refuse to order something and then she'll eat off my plate every time.
Ask me what I hate about my girlfriend.
What do you hate about your girlfriend?
Nothing, she's perfect.
Well, you stitched me up! No, I'm kidding.
So what I thought we could do, 13, 12, 16... what do you hate that your partner does?
Yeah.
What's that one thing they do? Or it might be a couple of things that your partner does. You love them, but you just go, oh, I hate that one thing they do.
I can't wait till we get the call who's got this big list. Oh, boys, finally I can voice this.
Where do I begin?
13, 12, 16, give us a call. What does your partner do that you hate? Just ask 13, 12, 16, what does your partner do that you hate?
Yeah, because Jack Riewoldt, he's Mr. Sad Side.
I'm sleeping on the couch if I keep singing this song.
Yeah, more like Mr. Outside.
Yeah, oh, good one, Jim.
So, yeah, Jack Riewoldt's wife has formally banned him from singing Mr. Brightside. He's not even allowed to play it in the home. This is all because Jack sung with the Killers at the AFL Grand Final. Apparently his wife's had enough. She hates it. She's like, nah, you need to stop it, Jack.
Did she? I wonder if she gave him an ultimatum.
No, I think she just put the foot down.
Oh,
it was
literally.
Just, stop. You are in trouble.
And he didn't even contest it. He's like, all right, never again.
Yeah.
Let's go to Emma from Kingston. Emma, what does your partner do that really, really annoys you?
I'm actually calling because I don't think he will call to dob me in, but I do something that really, really, really annoys him. Okay, I'm dobbing myself in.
So you're doing What do you do that's really annoying, Emma?
I squeeze the toothpaste from the middle of the tube and I get reprimanded at least daily by him.
Well, you deserve to be reprimanded for that, Emma, because that's weird.
Emma, why can't you squeeze it from the bottom?
I don't know. Now I think that because he always has a go at me, I think I just subconsciously do it to annoy him now.
Purposely. Has he issued an ultimatum? Has he said, look, Em, you need to stop squeezing the toothpaste or...
Well, no, clearly I'm just a horrible person. He's much nicer than I am.
If that's the worst thing you're doing, I think your relationship's okay.
I think you might have it. Don't
Emma
worry.
The toothpaste thief.
Sarah from Moona. Now, apparently you've got a bit of a list of things that your partner does.
I do have a list. I couldn't narrow it down.
Sounds like a real keeper.
So, Sarah, is this a boyfriend, husband? What have we got?
Fiance.
Oh. Well, there's still time to get out.
You're not locked in yet.
Oh, I feel like we are because the loans for our engagement rings are under my name, so I don't want to. I'm putting a bill now.
Well, what does he do, Sarah, that you don't like?
There's a few things. I'm going to start off. I'm sure that there's a lot of ladies that have this issue, but shaving the whiskers over the sink and then leaving them there, not cleaning up, that's
come on.
Disgusting.
Adds character.
It's like a mini rug for your bathroom. Sarah, does he not clean them up at all, or is there like a time frame that he doesn't clean them up in?
No, he doesn't. Maybe he tries, but he never gets them all. Okay. But maybe I should give him points for trying, but there is always whiskers there afterwards, which is just disgusting.
He needs to be applauded for at least trying.
Yeah,
if
he's
he
having
is
a
trying.
Go.
Yeah.
What else does he do that annoys you, sir?
Puts the dirty washing in the clean washing pile, which is disgusting because he's a tradie, so his socks stink. They're foul.
I mean, I'm not trying to defend him, Sarah, but are the piles close together? Is it confusing?
They're in the laundry together, so maybe it is, but it's
that's
still...
Hard. Are they clearly labelled?
No.
Well, maybe you need to put some labels on.
Maybe if you folded the clean washing, there wouldn't be a clean washing pile there to begin.
Ooh. Thank you, Sarah.
Sarah's put the challenge down.
Finally, Louise from North Hobart, what does your partner do that you hate?
Well, my partner had a fake tooth in for a little while, and as his party trick, he'd take it out. And this one time, I kept on saying, don't take the tooth out, not tonight. So he took the tooth out, he put it in his pocket, and then he lost it. And guess who got the blame? I got the blame.
How did you get the blame? Did you wash your shirt or something?
No, he just said, well, you probably put your hand in my pocket to get my wallet out to buy yourself a drink, which I didn't, by the way. So
Louise, did you try to pay for the drink in teeth?
Well, that's a good idea. Not that I do have the tooth, but that is something I could consider, yes.
Louise, I'd like a Coke. Just one incisor, please.